Breastfeeding is the ideal food for infants. It's safe, it's clean, it contains all the nutrients that a baby needs to grow, and antibodies which help prevent the infant from many childhood illnesses. Formula, on the other hand, even though companies have tried to make it as close to breast milk as possible, is not a sterile product. And it's particularly harmful when mothers use it in a way that's not hygienic, or they're not able to follow the instructions that the formula company puts out in terms of how to prepare the formula for infants.
Selling formula is very lucrative, though. I understand that historically, formula manufacturers have often resorted to highly questionable tactics to gain trust.
Yes. So, for example, in West Africa, they really interact a lot with health workers. They visit health facilities, both public and private. They try and influence health workers to promote formula. They provide lots of supplies and they donate to health workers so that they can hand it out to mothers. And this is really dangerous because, you know, in Africa, often mothers are very young when they have their babies, and the health workers is a resource for them, and it's someone they trust.
I understand that formula is an aspirational item too, a sort of status symbol that some mothers use to make them seem higher class.
That's right. A study that we did in Cote d'Ivoire showed that often formula is promoted also by family members based on social norms, based on the advertising done by formula industry.
Nowadays, of course, formula manufacturers also use social media.
Yes, formula industries have really leveraged social media platforms. They run mother-baby clubs. They run hotlines. They're just so clever in the way they market this to parents.
Governments would have a hard time competing with that.
So one of the things that Alive and Thrive has been working on over the last 12 years is really working with government on creating an enabling environment for breastfeeding. And by that, I mean working with them to strengthen policies, helping them put in place programs in which health workers provide counseling to mothers on breastfeeding. And we've been in very close collaboration with governments to really help the governments to understand what the situation is. In Cote d'Ivoire, for example, in 2019, we conducted the study to look at exposure to breast milk substitutes of mothers in health facilities, as well as through mass media and social media. And it gave the government of Cote d'Ivoire very concrete information that they could act on. So they found that almost 2/3 of health workers that were part of the study had had an interaction with the formula company, and only 8% of health workers really knew about the code. So in Cote d'Ivoire, the Ministry of Health is being very proactive, and now they're introducing a new module to train health workers on the code, which is very, very powerful.
Is the over-marketing of formula a problem throughout Africa, or is it just in West Africa, specifically Cote d'Ivoire?
It is a big problem all through Africa. The reason I mentioned Cote d'Ivoire is because Nestle has a big subsidiary in Cote d'Ivoire, and it's one of the faster growing economies.
Any parting Mother's Day words as we approach the 40th anniversary of the International Code of Marketing of Breast Milk Substitutes?
Just to say that civil society organizations and the government, we just can't let our guard down. We have to constantly be vigilant. We have to work together to really support mothers to breastfeed. And one of the ways we need to do that is to really implement the code and make sure that it's well enforced in countries.